The six senses are being present with the object all the time. Is it correct?
Yes. The six senses are being presented with object all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At any moment, how is it determined whether eye, ear, body, or mind consciousness arises? At any moment, how is it determined whether eye, ear, body, mind consciousness arises?
What does it mean?
I think it means that because objects are happening so fast, so how does the consciousness arises? Whether it's eye, whether it's ear, whether it's body, whether it's mind consciousness.
The six senses are being presented with the object all the time. At any moment, how is it determined whether eye, ear, body, or mind consciousness arises? Minds automatically means we notice or not notice. We notice or not notice. Minds walking, it is by order. That is called Chaitanya Niyama. Sometimes we notice because we are not mindful. Our mindfulness is not strong. We cannot notice. Even we do not notice, mind perform its function. We may know or not. It is desired itself, the object. It accept, it perceived the object. No may. So common sense, as a common sense, we can say that is minds automatically means naturally is a notice of the object. But the vipassana, the noticing the vipassana is, you see, with the mindfulness, with the concentration, with the knowledge, right thought, so strong, this one. Commonly it is noticed is not as strong. That is naturally determined. From the six sense of being present with the object all the time. Being present with the object. What do you mean this six sense? The six senses of being present with the objects all the time. Who said the question? Please clarify what you want to know.
I'm wondering,
is it difficult to clarify? It's a difficulty to differentiate. Because our mind is so quick. But on seeing, unconsciousness arises. During that, on hearing also. That is, you should understand in this way. A person who play with the ball. Some persons are very skillful to play with. He has only two hands. But one side is a 10 ball, the other side is a 10 ball. Without a drop and catch, raise up and catch, raise up and catch. In this way, mind is quicker than that. So all object mind can catch, can notice. That is naturally according to the aura of mind, according to the Chaitanya-yama, aura of mind. On seeing, visual objects catch and running. Then on hearing consciousness, arise and catch the sound, smiling. Also, quickly they run into six senses, quickly running. Mind is so quick. Therefore, like a player who catch without a dropping the balls, mind is quicker than that. So, to know that, it is not so easy. It is possible when vipassana has become stronger and stronger during practice of vipassana. The vipassana knowledge can see mind is so quick, running, rising, falling, rising, falling, so quick. That those who experience vipassana practice, uriyabhaya, jnana, they can notice about that. But ordinary person cannot be noticed. Only strong mindfulness, strong concentration, strong understanding is possible. And Visuddhi Magga has mentioned when the yogi attained uriyabhaya jnana, that is, can you see in this way? And Benga jnana, at that time, noticing only falling. Whatever rise and fall, everything without it dropping, without it missing, is noticed. For ordinary persons, it's impossible to notice. But according to this way, it is running. So to learn about that is, that is the nature, so we have to know. Accordingly, it is running, mind is running.